Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class and experience a new level of comfort.
All right, to London now we go to speak to Adam Gilchrist. A happy Monday to you. Good morning, as always. I mean, yeah, we're starting off with a bad one this morning. The high death toll from these wrecks in the Mediterranean, migrant drownings.
Morning, Bongani. Yes, we haven't specifically talked about it for a while, but it doesn't mean that it's not almost a daily problem. With the migrant flow heading across the Mediterranean, and whilst there had been a change of tactics, in particular European countries trying to stop the trafficking in Africa itself, but of course that relies on local authorities to be on board and everyone to be united about it, and it's tricky because there's a lot of countries involved. These two incidents are horrible, though. One, we have very little information. There appears to have been one survivor and 53 people dead from a boat that collided with something in the western Mediterranean, so we're off the coast of Morocco pretty much at this stage. The one survivor talks about how their boat had hit something and everyone basically perished. The other we have more detail on because an Italian plane overflew, seeing that one of these boats, one of these large rubber dinghies, was sinking and taking on water, so it dropped two life rafts, but unfortunately the weather was rough, the seas are climbing, and it looks like about 120 people or so died in that incident, with only three survivors. 170 people dead from the two incidents. Again, you know, this is not going to stop. They could be exactly the same thing today, tomorrow, the day after.
I mean, it's extraordinary the risks so many of these migrants take to get to the other side, only, of course, to meet an uncertain future when they get to Europe. And they're the lucky ones, right? All right, sticking with the theme of, once again, a number of unfortunate deaths, this oil tragedy in Mexico, and it all started, what, as a result of an attempted theft? Now, what, 73 people are dead?
73 people, yeah, have died. 74 other people injured. Some of them rather nastily as well. We're talking about exploding fuel here, after all. And you're right, it was essentially a theft from an oil pipeline north of Mexico City, kind of in the middle of nowhere, as pipelines often are, but 60 miles north of Mexico City. This theft was underway. It looked like some sort of organized gang, but something went wrong as a crowd of people had gathered. Now, whether some of the crowd were also joining in on the theft, there were certainly allegations that some had buckets and so forth, or whether some had just gathered to see what was going on, but as a result, an enormous fireball and all those people died. But the other thing, I mean, we talk about, you know, stemming the flow and how the problem's not going away in the Mediterranean. This problem's also not going away in Mexico. Last year alone, $2 billion worth of fuel was stolen, and sometimes in this kind of very ad hoc, amateurish way. And quite how you stop that in a country of poverty with high prices and so forth is the tricky thing. And obviously now all government ministers are urging the population, please don't take part in this, because if nothing else, it's extremely dangerous.
All right, and now we talk about a Holocaust funeral, respects to be paid to six Jewish victims of the Nazis.
Yeah, this is so moving. In a very strange way, given that there were no relatives there and the victims are not known at all, never identified and couldn't be identified. Six unknown victims of the Holocaust, basically, buried at a special service in North London in Bushey. And 1,000 people turned up, and there were tears and tributes, and there was a warning about modern-day racism and hate crime from the UK's chief rabbi. The six victims couldn't be identified. Fragments and ash were simply just not up for reanalysis. But they've been kept at the Imperial War Museum in London for the last 20 years, having been donated. And tracking back, it looks like it's possible these were ashes taken from Auschwitz, possibly by a soldier in 1945, possibly by a Russian soldier. Anyway, they have ended up in London, and finally, all these decades later, had a proper service for them. And of course, as again the chief rabbi pointed out, these six come to symbolize the 6 million Jews who were killed by the Nazis.
Yeah.
You know their names, they could be anyone, but the right thing was done for them eventually, and maybe there could ultimately be a kind of pilgrimage to this particular cemetery as well, a sort of tomb of the unknown soldier, if you like.
Yes, indeed. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK with this morning's World